In today's other headlines, Russian forces are retreating from the city of Liman to avoid being encircled by Ukraine's army. The city is in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine and is considered a strategic transportation hub. Ukrainian forces could be seen today raising their flag over the city. Russia's withdrawal comes just a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin illegally declared Donetsk and three other regions as part of Russia. Ukraine is accusing Russia of attacking civilians in the northeast who were trying to evacuate today. 20 people are dead, including children. Just yesterday, 30 more civilians were killed in a Russian missile attack in Zaporizhia. Russia also detained the head of the nuclear power plant there, saying he's being, quote, held for questioning. The plant is the largest in Europe and has been under Russian control for months. The Biden administration secured a rare prisoner swap today, freeing seven Americans who were imprisoned in Venezuela. The swap includes five American oil executives who were among the so-called Citgo Six, held hostage in Venezuela for nearly 5 years. In exchange, the U.S. will release two nephews of President Nicolas Maduro's wife, who had been jailed in the U.S. on drug smuggling convictions. It marks the largest trade of detained citizens during the Biden administration. And a somber anniversary of note. 5 years ago today, a lone gunman in a Las Vegas hotel opened fire on a crowd of tens of thousands attending a country music festival. 60 Americans were killed. Hundreds more were injured. President Biden, in a statement today, said that he and the First Lady, quote, mourn with all those who lost a piece of their soul on that day. The massacre remains the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. And former President Jimmy Carter, the oldest living U.S. president, turns 98 today. A spokesperson says President Carter will celebrate quietly at home today with his family and watch his favorite Major League Baseball team, the Atlanta Braves, on television. Happy birthday to him. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, how Gen Z helped ignite the ongoing protests in Iran. And a grandmother and grandson take on the national parks.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.